In southern British Columbia, Canada, the toll from weeks of record-breaking rain, flooding, and deadly mudslides is becoming clear. With washed-out roads and bridges, recovery efforts could take months. The events just north of the border with Washington State show again that extreme weather events are getting worse and more frequent amid climate change. Let's bring in CBC News senior reporter Lindsay Duncombe in Vancouver. Lindsay, we've reported recently on the flooding in British Columbia when it first began, but now a third storm has rolled through the province this week. What's the situation like there?
Well, I think right now that third atmospheric river has passed and temperatures are returning to a more seasonable, close to freezing around the flooded areas, which will complicate cleanup. But there is a sense of the panic of the last couple of weeks being over and now really moving into taking stock of the scope of the damage, and that is in terms of people's homes being lost, people returning back. Schools have just started to reopen in some of the flood zones, but also in terms of the work that the provincial officials and municipal officials need to do to not just repair the infrastructure, but make it so that it's upgraded to protect these vulnerable communities in the future.
Yeah, that's kind of the second wave, right? Because we know thousands of people were displaced, but now they're beginning to come back and see what happened while they were away. People like Amrit and Gershon Graywall, who spoke with your network when they were able to return to their home last week, and they found everything they owned under several feet of water.
Our memories, the pictures, we can't take it back.
It's like making something in a preschool for very cute things, like Happy Mother's Day, Mom, I love you, Mom, like that stuff, right? Everything's done in a dumpster. We hope so. Everything's back to normal soon.
Lindsay, it's just heartbreaking. I mean, how realistic, how close is that hope that things will go back to normal in southern British Columbia? What are you and your colleagues hearing?
Well, I don't think that normal for many agricultural farmers in the area, particularly that Sumas Valley, will happen anytime soon. That family are blueberry farmers, and in their return back to their home, you see their entire yard completely saturated. Their trucks used to transport their goods completely inundated with water. And the toll in many of those agricultural communities is huge. 800 farms still remain under evacuation order. You can't go back. And the agricultural minister at a press briefing yesterday listed the numbers of livestock that were killed and will need to be destroyed now. More than 600,000 chickens. There are more than 400 dairy cows and beehives, as well as hog operations. All of it completely devastated. So one of the really tough things for people who maybe don't have that immediate connection to the province's agricultural industry is to seeing how this has disrupted the supply chain because of the food not being able to be sold, as well as the devastating impact on the roads.
Yeah, and just the swings are wild. We talked to you over the summer when there was a heat wave, and now it's flooding, so we really see both extremes. That's CBC News' Lindsay Duncombe in Vancouver. Lindsay, thank you.
You're welcome.